Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
The Bible is like no other book, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. Any of us read the Bible, which should be daily, we can know that the author, God Himself, is present with us. The Bible is the only book where the author is always present with anybody that reads it. What a blessing. We're going to pick up in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. So far, over the last couple of weeks, we've read about in this chapter that we're not to judge hypocritically. We're to let God deal with our lives and get all the evil out of our lives, and then He's going to use us to help others to walk with Him. And then learned in verse 6 of Matthew 7 that we are not to give the Word of God or our time that God's given us to people who do not want Him. He calls them swine and pigs, the lowest form of His creation. And then He says, verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Don't you just love that? How good God is. Ask and it shall be given you. First and foremost, in this context, God will give us wisdom to know who to speak to and who not to speak to. And that's the context. And yet this is a standalone truth that we can ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So we are to ask God about everything. We are to ask Him to direct every one of our steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. The Bible says to let your requests be made known unto God. God saved us to have a relationship with Him, and in that relationship, we have the privilege through Christ of interacting with and asking the Father anything that we desire. And anything we ask Him that is according to His will, which is His Word, God is going to provide it. But the timing is going to be God's. It's going to be in His hands, not ours. And so time is a tool in His hands where He continues to fashion us into His holy image. The Bible says, delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And so as we delight ourselves in the Lord, that's the most important part of that verse, He's going to do a work in our hearts so that our desires and that which we ask Him for is going to be according to His will. Delighting in the Lord requires that we cry out like David for God to cleanse our hearts. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, truly, we're going to be able to say with Job the Beloved, Lord, though you slay me, yet I'm still going to love and trust you. Now, I have to ask myself this morning, do I really love Jesus, or is it only when things are going well? I've got to ask myself, friends, do I really love Jesus, or is it only when everything's going well in my life? One of the things I like to pray is, Lord, help me to love you more. So Jesus taught us that at the top of the priority list for God is that we learn to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. At my mom and dad's wedding, they've been married 62 years. My dad sang a love song to my mom because he loves her so much. And here's the thing, I said that only to say this. When we love God, it's such a great thing that He's given us that we can sing to the Lord. You know the song, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. And man, your spirit is just going to soar to heaven every time you sing that song. Who deserves the praise more than the God who made us to love Him, to know Him, and to gave us the blessing of song? The Bible says that God has put a new song in the hearts of His people. Let that song of God rise out of your heart and sing it out of your mouth, beloved. I don't know who wrote that song, but I can tell you the day they wrote it, they were so on target with God. And the song is, I love you, Lord. I lift my voice to worship you. What the most popular praise song ever is, and it's only one word the whole song, hallelujah. It's a universal word, right? Every language has hallelujah in it. So it's a universal word, meaning 10,000 praises to God, that every language has that word in it the same. 10,000 praises to God. Remember, we always anchor everything in John 17:3, where Jesus said that this is life eternal. This is the whole reason why He came, that we might have a relationship, that we might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. He came to give us a relationship with Him and the Father and Himself. Jesus didn't save us to serve a religion or to get caught up in the personalities of mere men. Jesus came to endear us in the affections of our hearts to Him and the Father, and not to be caught up in religion or personalities of mere men. The Bible says, ye are bought with a price. Be ye not the servants of men. And in this relationship that God has given us through Christ alone, only God's people have the privilege that they can ask and it shall be given them. In another place, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:23-24. And we're going to finish up here with John 15:7. We are blessed through Christ to delight ourselves in the Lord, to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to be able to ask Him for what we desire according to His will, and He's going to make our joy in Him full. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending your only begotten Son to find and rescue and forgive me. Please help me to love and know you more. Please sanctify my life and conform me to the image of Christ. Wash me afresh in your precious blood, Lord Jesus. I love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. Please wash me afresh in your precious blood. I want to know and love you more. Thank you for continuing the good work you began in me the day you saved me. I want to walk in your ways and to be used by you to help others, Lord. Please baptize me with the Holy Ghost right now. Use me mightily in this last hour as we look for your soon return, dear Lord. From this moment forward, I will serve the Lord each and every day. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.